Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with 90.1 WFYI News headlines at 5:04. At least 14 people are planning to sue Indiana over the stage collapse at the state fair. Two of the tort claims filed are on behalf of families of two of the seven people killed in collapse last month. More than 40 people were injured. The August U.S. automotive industry sales numbers were a mixed bag of good and bad news for car companies across Indiana. Sales numbers were largely positive for American car companies, with Chrysler, GM, and Ford all showing double-digit increases. Honda's August sales told a much different story. Still feeling the effects of the Japanese earthquake, Honda's sales fell 24% last month. Honda Manufacturing of Indiana spokeswoman Anita Sipes says the Greensburg plant is getting back up to full production.
We're also, as we get back to full production after that earthquake and tsunami, we have some overtime planned in October. So things are looking up, and, you know, we're positive that sales are going to look better in the months to come.
U.S. automotive sales overall rose 7.5% last month. The Indianapolis Colts have hired Jim Tressel, who resigned as coach at Ohio State earlier this year. Head coach Jim Caldwell says Tressel will serve mainly as a consultant on replays. A southwestern Indiana community founded by freed slaves in the 1840s is preparing for a busy Labor Day weekend. Lyle Station's history is being included in the Smithsonian's new African American History Museum that will open in 2015. A heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Overnight, mostly clear with a low of 74. Right now, sunshine and 99 degrees for WFYI News.